Hurricane Maria wreaked havoc on Puerto Rico 6 months ago this week. In the aftermath, one Connecticut university opened its doors to evacuees who wanted to take classes here in the short term. But the storm was 6 months ago. Now many of those students have stayed on for the spring semester. As Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports, they face big questions about their future. Do they stay or return to the island they call home?
It's lunchtime at Central Connecticut State University, and 10 students have taken over a spot in the dining hall. They start talking about the food, and it becomes pretty clear that they're not loving the rice. They say it's not as seasoned as the homemade arroz in Puerto Rico. So pizza it is.
I literally eat pizza every day.
That's Marivelis Acosta, a freshman at CCSU. She used to attend the University of Puerto Rico. Then came the hurricane in September, and for 2 weeks she didn't know if her sister was alive. Now instead of San Juan, she lives in New Britain, Connecticut. Acosta loves Puerto Rico so much that she got not one but two flags for her dorm room. She remembers how the island was like a beautiful green dot in the middle of the ocean. Now she says people are drowning in hopelessness. She hears it in their voices, like her sister's, when she calls home.
Everybody's just used to it, and I can't handle that. I can't live like that. I need to secure my future, and so that I could do something for myself and eventually for the people in Puerto Rico.
And for now, that means finishing her education. She's joined on campus by other Puerto Rican students who came after the storm. Academically, they're doing well. But here's the thing. Their stay was supposed to be temporary. 8 intensive weeks of taking classes and earning college credits while the island recovers. CCSU called it AirBridge, a sort of goodwill program that had support from university donors. Students had their costs covered through the winter, and now they're taking out loans for the spring. Professor Sedefine Mendez helped recruit the students.
I found it truly surprising that so many of them decided to stay here.
At first, 22 students came over from the University of Puerto Rico. Now there are 26. Most of them are women majoring in the sciences, and they've had to adapt to doing coursework in English, their second language. Karina La Salta, she moved back home after Christmas. She's 21 and wants to be a prosecutor someday.
It was hard for my mom to know that I was going to stay here. She was expecting me to get back in January, so she was kind of sad.
With all the damage in Puerto Rico, graduating on time seems impossible there, she says. So her mom is making plans to visit her in May. That's when LaSalle will graduate with a bachelor's degree from CCSU. After that, she wants to move home. But not LaSalle's roommate, Yoandra Vasquez. She'll be graduating with a degree in biology and a minor in chemistry. Before the hurricane, the two were on the same track and field team at the University of Puerto Rico, running the 400 meters. But while LaSalle wants to go home, Vasquez is in no rush to leave. She's applying to pharmacy school in Connecticut.
I wasn't prepared to stay here, but my parents told me that, they always tell me that the opportunity comes and you have to take it.
The evacuees say opportunity is why 8 weeks have turned into several months or more. It also helps that they become a tight group, leaning on each other for emotional and cultural support. Rene Rivera is one of the AirBridge students. He's here at CCSU with his younger brother, his cousin Vasquez, and his girlfriend of a year, Marivelis Acosta. They all came after the hurricane.
Do you think you might stay?
Yeah, I think I might stay. I like the university. I don't like the weather, though. Like, if I move, it's because of the weather. It's too cold here.
Students say CCSU has tried hard to acclimate them to college life in the East Coast, giving them tutors and advisors. And while there's not a whole lot they can do about the seasoning on the cafeteria rice, the college did provide them with winter clothes as temperatures plummeted. In Puerto Rico, Acosta says they were used to nonstop summer.
And over here, like, 3 jackets, a coat, two pants, boots, everything. But at the end of the day, it's for our own good. So I don't mind switching my sandals for boots to get my degree. So
after she gets that degree, Acosta isn't sure what she'll do. But one thing she's certain about is that she's not ready to go back to the island. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.
You can see more from our reporting project, The Island Next Door, at wnpr.org/island.